What about the combination of these agents with bevacizumab, Dr. Bukowski?
Well, they're both being looked at in combination with bevacizumab. The studies with sorafenib are much farther along, and they've been done in renal cancer also and in phase one settings at the NCI. And I think Jeff Sossman reported the data here with regard to the combination. There clearly is a lot of interest in it, but the toxicity was somewhat troublesome. I think they have to come up with reduced doses. I didn't see Jeff's presentation, but I believe he had to reduce doses of sorafenib in order to avoid the hypertension that would develop in this setting. Sunitinib and bevacizumab are under investigation at several centers right now in a very cautious way, trying to look at that combination. I think we all would like to see the combinations of these two agents move forward in disease, but I think we're doing it in a very cautious way. I think we're going to run into a problem with renal cancer patients soon where there will be this multiple combination being looked at along with some phase 3 studies in progress where there may not be sufficient patients to answer the questions. I think we're not there yet, but we're darn close at this point in time with our population. So I think we have to pick our combinations quite carefully in terms of how to evaluate them.